New indication of growing U.S. military involvement in the Syrian unrest. The Pentagon chief, Chuck Hagel, says Washington is deploying up to 200 troops to Jordan. Hagel told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the deployment is aimed at what he called containing violence in Syria. The new deployment will include communications and intelligence specialists. Hagel added that the 1st Armored Division troops are tasked with planning a possible U.S. military action in Syria and assisting the Jordanians. Dozens of American troops have already been assisting Jordanians over the past year. The new deployment is considered the first formalized presence of an American military unit in the kingdom in recent years. Since the start of the foreign-backed unrest in Syria, Damascus has accused the West, especially the U.S., for directly and indirectly supporting insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Well, let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined with Mr. Ali El-Ahmed, who is the director of IGA, who's joining us now via Skype from Washington. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, what exactly does this mean now that 200 U.S. troops will be stationed in Jordan? Does that mean we are set to see an escalation in violence within Syria?
Absolutely. I think we will see that the program to train part of the Syrian opposition to fight the Syrian government has been an ongoing, but now the new element is you have official U.S. involvement through the Pentagon and through an arm, part of the U.S. armed forces. So previously, it was the Jordanians who did the training with American contractors watching or supervising. Now it's the U.S. Military forces, official military forces being involved.
So then going forward, what does this also mean about Jordanian stability? Is Jordan in trouble in the future?
I think so, because Jordan has is home to a large Salafi contingency, which some of them are in Syria fighting the Syrian regime, and they are their eye is on Amman. They will come back to continue their message, their drive to replace or to to overthrow the Jordanian monarchy. And that, as you saw, as you know, the Jordan has been home for a lot of protests. Unfortunately, it has not been reported widely in the regional and in the Western media, but every week we see a protest across Jordan, and the Salafi contingency is very powerful in Jordan, and they will take advantage of their training and weaponry in Syria to attack in Jordan.
So then, you know, when President Assad was speaking earlier on today, Mr. El-Ahmed, was he then correct when he warned essentially the West and regional countries against supporting, Al-Qaeda and these elements who are fighting in Syria, looking towards the future?
Well, there is no doubt that you have a lot of Al-Qaeda elements in Syria. Recently, an activist from Saudi Arabia said there is at least 12,000 from the Arabian Peninsula who are fighting in Syria. So these people, let's say 6,000 of them will survive. They will return home, trained and organized, and they will bring instability to Saudi Arabia, to Jordan, to Gulf countries, and to Iraq even. Because in the past few weeks, we have seen, for example, the establishment of the Kuwaiti version of the Free Syrian Army, the Kuwaiti Free Army in Kuwait, which is probably going to operate within the Gulf countries, the Gulf Cooperation Council countries.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but we, of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ali El-Ahmed, IGA Director, speaking to us live from Washington.